I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we have a familiar voice on the program, as not too long ago, Brad Cresswell and myself hit the road broadcasting live on location from the International Festival at the Islamic Center of Greater Toledo.
Well, I did have a fried banana, but I promise to stop by at any rate. Again, we're at the Islamic Center.
As you can tell, we had a wonderful time as we got to meet some of the festival staff and some of the leaders of the Islamic Center. And now, just a few weeks later, one of them has been nominated for the program.
My name is Ahmed Deeb, and I'm the Imam and Director of Religious Affairs at the Islamic Center of Greater Toledo.
The Imam is like a pastor of a church. Ahmed manages pastoral care, religious services, and programs of the Islamic Center of Greater Toledo, which is one of the oldest mosques and Muslim communities in the country. Quite the position to have for someone who's fairly new to the job, a job he didn't want initially.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that was last on my list. My father was an imam. I didn't feel like that was going to be my role. I didn't really gravitate towards it. I was going through my own existential crisis as a teenager. I didn't even know if I believed in God or religion itself. So reconciling my own very complicated identity, I think a lot of us begin to doubt, you know, religion and maybe our the philosophy of our upbringing because of pain and suffering that we see that we're trying to reconcile. That was kind of my experience as a first generation Syrian American Muslim in such a diverse city.
That city is not Toledo, Ohio, but Orlando, Florida, where Ahmed grew up. But it was those questions of belief that ultimately brought Ahmed to the Midwest, as it ultimately brought him back to his faith. Instead of running away from his doubts, he embraced them, searching for answers and personalizing his own faith from what he learned as a child.
I think it was when I found out that actually my tradition was perfectly compatible with the questions I had. It was perfectly compatible with the very doubts I had. And it was compatible with, you know, this rational inquiry that was so important to me as a young person. Many young people actually go through the same thing. We shouldn't just operate on the basis of assumptions or on the basis of, hey, this is what I grew up with. I'm not going to really critically think about it, because then that actually impedes a lifelong process of knowledge that helps us come to the best decisions for our lives. So I think both go hand in hand, is committing oneself to lifelong learning, but also seeing what that looks like through amazing modeled behavior.
And Ahmed has been modeling this behavior not only to his own congregation since his installment in 2019, but also to the surrounding community, spreading a message of hope and healing to anyone who has ears who will listen.
A lot of assumptions, misconceptions, you know, I don't blame the average person for them. There's a concerted movement of misinformation about Islam. I remember when I give my tours, I tell people, you know, you heard on campaign trails that radical Islamic terrorism is the greatest threat facing America. And then I show them the numbers and I say, well, that threat is 0.00005%. You're more likely to get struck by lightning. And they're all shocked. They're like, wow, well, why did I believe this? Why, where is this coming from? So I know as a leader in the community that the average person that may hold misconceptions that are profoundly untrue, such as women are oppressed, all of these are informed by a concerted effort, unfortunately. And so I think what's really important in a discussion like this is to not judge where people are coming from and be sympathetic to where people are coming from, but also ensure that we all, as people in a multicultural society like America, we have to make an effort to verify our information by speaking to people from those communities, as opposed to letting media or the internet inform our beliefs of other people who are our neighbors. That is not the value system of an American, and that's not the value system that will create a more beautiful future for us in this country.
As Ahmed thinks about the future of our nation, he also thinks about the future of this community, one that he deeply cares about.
In grad school, I read about the tradition of religious communities being at the forefront of social justice, being at the forefront of any and all social issues that their communities face. And I personally believe that we've lost that. And I think we've lost not just one, but many generations that you know, have distrust of religious leadership, many times rightfully so because of abuse. They and they don't maybe distrust of entire religious institutions because they don't speak to their needs, they don't speak to their realities, they don't speak their language. And so my greatest vision is to is to show that no, actually Islam is this incredible way of life, and it speaks to the heart of our needs, and it is relevant in every way, and you know, create a village, which means, you know, what does it actually mean to live alongside one another and be there for each other authentically, as opposed to allowing an increasingly individualistic lifestyle to be our philosophy. That would be kind of, in a nutshell, some of the things that I would like to accomplish and all of us have as human beings.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.